It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. This week, we'll talk with our good friend, Mr. Joe Hicks. Let's go to the phone. Hello, Joe. How are you, sir?
All right. How are you?
I'm great. What have you got?
Everything is well today, Joe.
What have you got in store for us this week?
All right. We'll start off, and we're just going to talk a little bit about we've been catching our breath a bit from a very, very busy fall, and the Ducky Turtle Regatta that we had, and the 5K run the day of the Pumpkin Festival, and planning for our trail boogie and having to change the venue at the last moment from the Reeves to the Liberty. Credit to our governing group for having and handling this change in stride. We got it all turned around in just probably about 3 days' notice, and lots of good people pulling together and sort of pulled our bootstraps up and got on with it. We've been notified that the progress on the purchase of the property at Quarter Falls. I don't know if Dr. Bell had talked much about this, and we had the state is purchasing the land and going to lease it to Wilkes County for a minimal fee for 40 years. But the check has been cut, and it should be getting to the completion of the contract and the purchase officially of this land at Carter Mill Falls. We have another exciting work day coming up on December 2nd. We have a group of students from East Wilkes High School, the National Honor Society, that have offered to come out and help us. They probably have 60 students or so that they're going to be able to send us, and we'll probably break them down into 15 people groups, and we're looking for volunteers to help maybe take on a couple of different projects and be supervisors or leaders for each group, maybe about 15 people each. We have another exciting item that's coming up this month. On the 30th, the new Heritage Center here in Elkin that's they've been working on for a good amount of time now, it's not completed yet, but we're going to start looking and taking community input into the use of the new Heritage Center, New Heritage and Trail Center, we'll call it. The official name to be determined and at a later date. And the new tenants, first will be the Chamber of Commerce is moving there. And they will be taking over the operation of the building once it's open. And there will be other tenants. Hopefully there's two that we know of, Elk and Valley Trails, hopefully you'll be a tenant there. We're going to give our pitch to get pulled into the center, and the Over Mountain Victory Trail Association also wants to be involved in the center and have their programs and the story that we tell about the Over Mountain Victory. The Mountain to Sea Trail, hopefully there'll be some possibility of brochures at least for them. It will be open. Once it's open, it will be open for a weekend. The chamber now and all the brochures that the chamber has and the connection to somebody coming into town for a short visit. Where do you find things on the weekend? It will be open and there'll be staff in order to point people in the right direction. One good thing that we have seen, and we're very excited about, and I maybe shouldn't tell this, but the Mountain to Sea Trail hikers that are coming through this area, they will have a place now to come in and have a shower, and they will have storage for their backpacks, like a cage. You put your backpack in the cage, and you're able to walk around, and it'll be locked up, and you'll have the key to it. So this is very exciting. The 30th of the month, we'll have the community input with Leslie Slender from the town. We're so excited about this, and there's lots of other things that we have coming up. But these are the two main items: the Carter Falls and the new Heritage Center. And Joel, thank you so much for having us on, and thank you for letting me come in and speak in Dr. Bill's place. And I will not tell anything about possums or any stories like that. So you're safe. And time has run out on me, so I don't have time anyway.
All right, Dr. Joe Hicks, buddy. Thank you, man. Filling in for Dr. Bill Blackwood this week, doing a great job. Joe Hicks with the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We'll talk soon.